Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.
And so, yung big deal, pero alam natin, pag when it comes to finances, sa ating lahat, big deal yan, right? So, last, yung first week natin, pinag-usapan natin yung promise, and sinabi natin that the promise that God has given us is really more relational than financial. Although part ng finances yan, no? Part ng finance, yung blessing ni God, pero more than that, it is relational. And then we talked about the power that God has given us. Yung power, pag hindi pinag-usapan po natin yung power, sabi natin, there are three things that we need to remember. Remember God's word, remember God's word, works, and His worth. Na talaga, He's worthy of all our worship. And last week, we talked about placement. Sabi natin, you have to be at the right place in order to receive the blessing of God. And it, yung sinabi po natin, yung placement na yan, ang sinasabi natin, it is in Christ that we are blessed. Really, it's all in Christ. Alright? And today, we'll be talking about posterity. Now, when you think about all these things that we've talked about in the last 3 weeks, minsan mo ba kaya iniisip natin, this is just for me. Okay, itong promise ni God, yung power, yung promise, yung power, yung placement, para sa akin lang talaga yan. Pero pag inisip po natin, when we think that way, masyado tayong short-sighted, no? Kasi yung mga blessing ni God na binibigay sa atin, yung big deal ni God for us, it's not like lotto, it's not like sweepstake, hindi yan one-time thing. Okay, so the big deal for us is not just for me, okay, but it's actually for the next generation to come. Because everything that we do, whether you like it or not, actually affects the person next to you. Actually, it affects the person that is closest to you. Everything we do, the choices that we make, affects the people around us. And yun po yung posterity. That is why maganda po yung topic natin ngayon. No? We are ending our series, Big Deal, na ang iniisip natin, generation. Iniisip natin, hindi lang today. We're not thinking about just today and what you can get today for yourself, but for the next generation after you. Because we are faced with so many different choices. Di ba? Lahat tayo may choices. Lahat tayo, every single one of us, make choices every day. Kung pagpunta po niyo po sa church today, okay, you chose to come to the 3 o'clock service, meron naman kayong choice. Pwede naman kayong pumunta ng 9. Pwede kayong pumunta ng 11. Pero you chose to be here at the 3 o'clock service. Why? Because meron kang choice. And you have to make that decision. And yung ibang choices natin, hindi masyadong mabigat yung consequence, pero yung ibang choices natin, mabigat ang consequence. Di ba? And then so yung mga choices natin, palaging may akibat yan na decision. You make decisions. So when there are choices in front of you, you make the decision. Ano yung bibiliin mo? Nung bata po ako, ito po ang pinagbibilian namin pagka merong palabas sa TV ng gabi. Yan. Si Knight Rider ba? O si MacGyver, no? Yun ang binibilihan namin natin kasi sikat na sikat nung araw yan eh. No, nung panahon namin. Nung panahon ni Dan, wala na yan eh. Panahon ni Ari, sikat yan. Okay? Okay, ito yung panahon ni... Ayan, no? Kilala niyo ba yan? Ha? Sabi niyo, hindi po namin kilala yan. Saan planeta po ba galing yan? Alright, that's Flor de Luna, Janice de Belen, and Annalisa, Julie De Vega, no? Yan po yung pinagbibilihan natin ngayon noon. Tapos noon talagang konti lang yung channel ngayon with the Sky, with the cable and the Destiny and all that. Ang dami ng choices, no? Pagka yung ganyan choices na dinihin mo, parang wala na mo masyadong effect yan sa buhay mo, no? Pero ngayon, meron pa rin tayong mga choices, yung mga pinapanoran natin ng TV. Ano ka ba? Kapamilya ka ba? O kapatid ka? No, marami meron po sa group namin the other day, nagpa-practice yung group ng mga leaders, no? Sabi nila, naku, lumipat na po kayo kay mga kapatid kasi mas maganda mga showroom. Gusto nila, happy ka, no? Yun ang tagline nila ngayon, happy. No, everything is happy. Or, kapuso ka ba? Yung mga choices, all these things that we make, talaga when you think about it, pagka pinipili mo yung mga choices and the decision you make, whether you like it or not, ang iniiwan mo talaga with that is a legacy. Di ba, meron kang legacy na iniiwan. Now, with the legacy, pagka inisip po natin yung legacy, it is really not an option. It is not an option. Whether you will leave a legacy or not, it is not an option. The option is, what type of legacy are you going to leave behind? Kasi whether you like it or not, you accept it or not, you believe it or not, you are leaving a legacy. Pagka mali yung mga decision na ginagawa mo, yung legacy na may iiwan sa'yo, mabigat. Pangit din. But if you're making the right choices and if you're doing the right thing and you are deliberate in the way you live your life and you're choosing to do what is right, yung legacy na may iwan mo is different. I'm sure you've heard this before. Okay, so mga studies po, ang sinasabi po nila doon po sa mga millionaires, normally daw po, it's the first generation that creates the wealth. Okay, according to study, ganito po yan. It's the first generation that creates the wealth. The second generation wastes the wealth. The third generation finishes the wealth. So by the fourth generation, balik ulit sa zero. That's how it works. Okay? Tapos po sa Pilipinas po, kadalasan mo, pag when you think about legacy, when you think about the inheritance, okay, yung mga plano ng mga magulang po, nowadays it's getting better, but for the longest time, ang plano po ng mga magulang, okay, mga magulang natin, na kinalakihan natin, ang kanilang retirement plan are their children. Anak, pag napatapos na kita, ha? Ako naman pakakainin mo, ha? Diba? Parang, kami naman ang alagaan mo. That's the retirement plan. Walang retirement plan ng mga parents during that time. And you know, when you think about it, what are we leaving behind? It's a choice that we have to make. And that is why it's so important, because the big deal that God has for us is not just a one-time thing. It's not just for you, but it's for the generation after you. So this is what I want us to understand, that the legacy we leave is a life in Christ we live. The reason why we want to make the right choice in leaving a legacy behind is because we want to make sure that their children would follow Christ and the destiny of their lives. Okay, and His destiny and purpose for their lives. Yung po ang gusto natin, hindi yung magaling ka, hindi yung ikaw ang focus, okay? It's good to, you know, to leave something for our children. Proverbs says that. That a righteous man leaves something for his children. Yun ang sinasabi ng Proverbs. Hindi yung tayo yung pakakainin ng mga anak natin. No. It is our responsibility as parents. Now, if you're not a parent, you're a single person today, and you're listening to this message, you're thinking, hindi para sa akin, no, this is for you. Because someday, you will also be a parent. Someday, you know that you will be actually affecting people's lives. Pero you don't have to wait to be married and to have your own children to leave a legacy. Ngayon pa lang, single ka pa lang, you can actually leave a legacy. Meron ka nang pwedeng gawin. What do? We have to make the right choices in life. Okay, you have to start discipling people. You have to start talking to people and sharing your life with other people. Because in the decisions that you make today, it will actually prepare you for greater decisions that you will make in the future. Last week, I mentioned that obedience makes you stronger. If you obey God with little things now as a single person, when you are married, when you have your own family, it will not be hard for you to make decisions that are difficult. Parents, we have to understand, okay, we are not our children's best friends. Listen, we're not their best friends. We're not their bodies. We are their parents. And parents, let me tell you this, sometimes we will make unpopular decisions. Parents, okay ba yun? Ayaw man yun. Okay na. But really, you know, the legacy that we leave behind is the life in Christ that we live. That is what we want to talk about. That is what I want to leave my children with. I want my children to understand that faith in Christ is, you know, it's possible and it's important. Hindi yung ano lang pinag-aralan ko, hindi yung ano lang ibibigay ko sa lang gamit. No. It's actually the life in Christ. Because some of the decisions we make will have eternal consequence. Whether you will go to heaven eternally or will you will spend eternity in hell. We have to choose. What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind? May I request everyone to please stand as we read God's word today. We'll be reading from Deuteronomy chapter 30. We'll only be reading two verses today. Verses 19 and 20. Again, reading from ESV. English Standard Version. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you may live, that you and your offspring may live, or your children may live. Loving the Lord your God, obeying His voice, and holding fast to Him, for He is your life. Say, He is your life. And length of days. That you may dwell in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. We ask that your Holy Spirit will speak to us. Lord, I pray that you would break mindsets. Lord, I pray that you would transform hearts and that you will change lives today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. You know, God always thinks generationally. When you read the book of Genesis, when you read it all the way from beginning to end, you will see generations after generations. God, when God called Abraham, he was also thinking of generations after him. When he was talking to Jacob, he was thinking of generations after them. And he was thinking generationally all the time. When you read Matthew chapter 1, verse 17, you will find out that there are generations. The genealogy of Jesus talks about generations. 14 generations from this place, 14 generations to another. It's always generationally. God is always thinking long term. Okay, hindi yung now and then, now. Hindi yung today and now. That's not how God thinks. Okay, God always thinks generationally. Because he knows that whatever we do in life will affect the generation after us. Not only does he think generationally, but he also builds generationally. God builds generationally. So again, when you look at Genesis, when you look at all these books of the Bible, makikita mo generations. Makikita mo hindi lang isang tao. Makikita mo that, you know, everything they do affects the generation after them. When David committed that sin against Bathsheba and against Uriah, you know what the Lord said to him? The sword will never leave your home. Your generation will be affected with what the decision that you made. And the things that you did in secret, I will do in public. Because God was thinking generationally. He was always building generationally. It's never just about yourself. Say to the person next to you, it's not about you. It's about the next generation. And not only does God think generationally, builds generationally, he also blesses generationally. If you look at the text, okay, if you look at the Ten Commandments, if you look at Exodus chapter 20, if you look at Exodus chapter 4, if you look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, when it talks about following and obeying God, when it talks about disobeying God, it says the curses will be upon the third and fourth generation. Those who disobey God, third to fourth generations. Okay, generationally. But he also blesses, he said, the word of God says, but those who love me, I will bless them to 1,000 generations. Generation, 1,000 generations. Not just 4 generations, but 1,000 generations. Because God blesses generationally. That is why in the text we read earlier, it says that the Lord has swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Generation yan. It wasn't just about Abraham. It wasn't just about Jacob. It wasn't about just Isaac. But it was actually about the nation of Israel. And later on, it became about us. Kaya tayo nasama dyan. Because God was thinking generationally. And when he was giving this law to Moses, remember, this was at the time before they crossed the Jordan River, nung bago sila pumunta rin sa Promised Land. They were at the plain of Moab. This was the last few words of Moses. Again, sinasabi ni Moses ito sa kanila, you have to choose life. And they're probably wondering, can we really do this? Is this really possible? Is it really possible to follow the ways of God? Well, let me bring you back to chapter 30, earlier verses, okay, verses 11 to 14. Ito pong sinasabi, for this commandment that I command you today. Moses was talking to the people of Israel. This was the covenant that God was making to them. You have to remember again that the people that he's talking to here were actually the second generation. The first generation already died. These people, when they started leaving Israel, Egypt, they were only about 20 years old. By this time, they were already old and they needed to understand the ways of God. And they needed to understand, ano ba talaga yung mga commandments ni God? They're wondering, is this really possible? They saw their parents died in the wilderness and they're wondering, is it really possible? Can we really obey the law of God? Yung mga commandments niya. And sinasabi ni Moses, you have to obey it today. The commandment that he's giving you today, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but today. It's not too hard for you. Okay, not too hard. Neither is it far off. Hindi siya malayo, hindi siya mahirap. Pero ang tanong, bakit hindi sila nakaka-obey? Okay, let me just ask you this question. Now, baka kasi mamaya, we're pointing fingers at them and saying, eh, talagang ganun sila. Tayo hindi naman ganun eh. Diba? Hindi naman tayo ganun, right? You know, when we see the commandments or when we see the law of the land, we obey them, right? Nandito ba kayo? Okay. Then, nag-obey kayo, diba? Kaya pagka na sinasabi, nung pagka nandiyan kayo sa Marcos Highway, may nakikita kayo nakalagay dyan, bawal tumawid. Nakamamatay. Diba? Hindi tayo tumatawid. Right? Hindi ka tumatawid doon. Kapag ka hindi ka nagmamadali. Di ba? Pagka hindi ka nagmamadali, pagka hindi ka pagod, pumupunta ka rin sa footbridge. Di ba? Pero pagka pagod ka, nagmamadali ka, tumatawid ka ng konti, nilalampasan mo yung sign, dito walang sign, ha? Dito ka tatawid. Di ba? Madali lang yung luha na yun, di ba? Huwag kang tatawid, nakamamatay. Pero what do? We keep do, we do the same thing. Right? Let me give you another example. No beating of red light. Drivers. Ayaw niyo tumingin, mga drivers. Hindi, ako yan. You know, I never beat red light, di ba? Kasi ang iisip natin, pagka green, go. Kapag yellow, go faster. Di ba? Again, kapag convenient, we obey the law. But if it will cause inconvenience to us, we easily forget the law. Because we are thinking about our comfort, we're thinking about what's convenient for us, and that's exactly what was happening to the nation of Israel. What you know, Moses was telling them, the commands that God has given you, the commandments that God has given you are not too hard. And they are not too far. Okay, kaya sabi niya, look at this. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? Or, neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? Sunday after Sunday, we hear the word of God. Sunday after Sunday, you hear the word of God. What do we do with that? Okay, eto sabi ni ano, but the word is very near you. But the word is very near you. Sabi niya, it is in your mouth and in your heart. Why? So that you can do it. The laws of God is actually in our hearts. You know, actually, the Apostle Paul quoted this in Romans chapter 10, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, he quoted exactly the same word. He said, the word of God is very near you. It's not far from you. It is very near you. And it is important that we understand that. It is important that we understand that the laws of God are not too difficult to follow. It can be done. We just, yun sinasabi ng Bible. Yun sinasabi dito. So ano yung big deal dito? You know, the big deal that God has for us, really, when you think about this, He always thinks of generations. He's always thinking of people after you. Now, if you're married, God is thinking of your children. Now, if you're not married, God is thinking of your future. Because someday, single, you will not be single forever. Sabi na iba, amen. Thank you, Lord. I claim that. But that's the truth. Di ba? Si John, sabi niya, nung in-address niya in church, he was addressing the young man, he was addressing the fathers. Okay, because someday, yun ang mangyayari sa atin. You will become children, then you will become adult, then you will be married. Then you will be fathers and mothers. The reason why we're talking about big deal and posterity is because God wants us to think generationally. This is the challenge. Okay, in verse 19. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live. We need to choose life. We need to choose life. Don't choose death. Choose life. Why? It's the same verse says, okay, sabi doon, because, so that, therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live. That's the reason why. We need to choose life. It's because it's not just for you, but it's for the generation after you. Generation after you. Question is, how do we do this? How do we leave a legacy? Because whether you like it or not, you leave a legacy. Ang question nga is, what type of legacy are you leaving behind? So how do we do this? I believe that we can do this in three ways. Very familiar to all of us. Number one, we need to engage. We need to engage our children. We need to engage them. We need to spend time with them. We need to get to know them. We need to get to know our children. We need to get to know their culture. We need to befriend them. Okay? As parents, sometimes that is such a challenge. Diba? Minsan yung mga bata ngayon, iba na eh. Hindi kagaya nung araw, no? Yung ibang, well, let's not talk about nung araw. No, let's talk about now. Okay? As parents, we need to be careful to do that. Okay? Stop comparing our generation. Okay? Palagi na, nung araw, nung panahon namin, hindi naman kami ganyan. Bakit kayo ganyan na? No, let's stop doing that. Okay? Let's just engage our children. Let's get to know them. Get to know their songs. Get to know their culture. Get to know how they think. Minsan gusto natin, sabihin lang sa kanila kung anong gusto natin. But sometimes we need to understand saan ba sila nanggagaling. What kind of music do they listen to? What kind of friends do they have? How much time do you spend with them? Engaging our children means we need to spend time with them. If you're a working person, normally, yung anak mo, magigising yan mga 15 hours a day. And half of that time, nasa eskwelaan sila. And then yung karamihan, you know, minsan, tapos nasa bahay na. Pero ikaw, pag nagtatrabaho ka, if you're working, minsan, naalis ka ng bahay, tulog yung anak mo. Pagdating mo sa bahay, tulog ulit yung anak mo. How do you engage your children? Susanna Wesley, the mother of John and Charles Wesley, in the 18th century, okay, amazing, this amazing woman had 10 children. Homeschooled all of them. But she made it a point, okay, that she spends 1 hour for each child a week. Understanding them, okay, talking to them, making sure that they, you know, if they have questions, she'll be able to answer their questions and spending time with them. Merong ganong engaging. Merong ganong time to engage your children. Minsan po, we're so engaging when it comes to church activity. You know, we're so engaging with other people, but when it comes to our children, sometimes we are not very good at it. Sometimes, ang nag-i-engage sa kanila, MTV, yung iPad, laptop, okay, social media, yun ay nag-i-engage sa kanila. And tayo, wala na tayong time. And even me as a pastor, okay, I have to watch myself. Yung day off ko, pag yung day off ko, I have to watch myself what I do. Kasi, you know, sometimes you get so, iniisip mo, day off ko ngayon, pahinga ako, I want to rest. Hindi pwede. I'm still a father, I'm still a husband. Okay, I need to make sure that the decision I make today will actually affect my children. So you have to understand that yung choices that we make today actually not only affects our children, but the children after them. So we need to start engaging our children. We need to start talking to them. We need to start sharing with them. We need to start listening to our children. My question to you today is, how much time do you spend with your child? Now, if you're a single person today, how much time are you spending with your parents? Do you talk to your parents? Do you engage your parents? Baliktad, no? Minsan kasi minsan yung mga anak din, you know, talagang nag-shut off ka agad. Eh. Pagka nandiyan na yung parents, ang kaharap palagi, kahit na nasa bahay. You know, even that commercial that the PLDT has now, di ba? Yung home, ano nila? Yung bata, nasa internet. Yung isa, nasa iPad. Yung dalawang nanay. You know, everybody is in the... Lahat sila may hawak. And that all engaging for them, but they're not engaging one another. And we need to take the challenge, okay? We need to be engaging. If we want to leave a legacy to our family, because if we are not going to be deliberate about this, someone else will take care of us. Someone else will take that role for us. They will disciple our children. Deuteronomy 6:7, it says this, okay? You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Okay, it's talking about the laws of God. Yung pinag-uusapan dito yung law ni God. You need to diligently teach them. Ano yung ibig sabihin ng diligently? With steady application and care. Every day you have to be engaging and you have to actually think about it. Diligent ka. You really have to think about it. Carefully. Okay, alamin mo, ano yung pwede mong ituro sa anak mo. Next verse it says, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand as they shall be as a frontlets between your eyes. Verse 9, it says, you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Hindi po ibig sabihin yan, lahat po ng kanto ng bayan niyo may Bible verse. No? Hindi po yan ang ibig sabihin nun. Ang ibig lang sabihin is that we need to make sure that yung Christianity po is a reality in our lives. Na yung sinasabi mo, if you want to tell the children that they need to follow Jesus and they need to love Jesus, then they need to see that you follow Jesus. Then they need to see, if you're saying that you need to obey Jesus and you need to love Jesus, then nakikita ba ng mga anak mo, nagbabasa ka ng Bible mo? Nakikita ba ng mga anak mo na nagbe-pray ka? Nakikita ba ng mga anak mo na nagpupunta ka sa church? O yung church, pagka convenient lang, pagka may time lang, pagka walang time, okay lang. O pagka nagbabasa ka ng Bible, you know, when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing that, you know, that you open? Is it the Bible? Is it the Word of God? Do you pray? Do your children see you pray? O the first thing they see in you is nakikinig ka agad yung computer mo, yung cellphone mo, yung iPad mo. You know, if we want our children to follow God, they need to see that in us. Not only do we need to engage our children, you know what's next? It's establish them. We need to establish them in the faith. We need to establish them in the Word. We need to establish them, you know, in the Word of God. We need to teach our children, okay, na ang bida sa bahay, hindi ikaw. Ang bida sa bahay, kahit sa bahay si Lord. Na pagka may kailangan sila, they need to ask God for something. Okay, you know, you point them to God. And I really love one of our senior pastors, senior leaders in our movement, si Pastor Jure Mora. Okay, I really love this man because this man is a man of faith. Siya yung nagtuturo sa amin palagi when it comes to faith. You know, pagka yung mga anak niya lumalapit sa kanya at may kailangan, ang tinatanong niya palagi, like example, there was one time, yung anak niya kailangan pumasok sa isang eskwelahan na very, medyo kamahalan. Ang tinanong niya sa anak niya, anak, do you have faith for it? Do you have the faith for it? And then the child said, yes. Then he said, then I'll have faith with you. And then I'll believe with you. Let's pray together and ask God to give you that desire. So that when the Lord answers the prayer, ang bida hindi yung tatay. Ang bida hindi yung nanay. Ang bida si Lord. And it will build their faith up. And that is something that my wife and I are trying to do with our children. Whenever our children are asking for something from us, okay, we're always pointing them, okay, okay, honey, let's pray and ask God for this. Let's believe God for it so that their faith will be built up. O pagka nakikita ng mga anak mo, pagka may kailangan, ang nakikitang bida, si MasterCard. O nakikita si ATM. No? Are we pointing them to God? Again, Susanna Wesley would spend 2 hours a day to pray for her children. Another person that I really appreciate when it comes to this area of establishing their children in prayer is Deborah Merle, the wife of our founder. And she was telling a story of someone who really made an impact in her life in the area of prayer. Sabi niya, it was my grandmother. Because when I used to visit my grandmother during summertime, I would see her pray every day before we would all go to sleep. And she would be going to my room because I'll be in the guest room. And in the guest room are the pictures of her children. And every night, her grandmother will approach that portrait and start praying for each child. Every night. And that really made an impact on her life. And that's what she started doing. Are we establishing our children in faith? Are we establishing our children in prayer? Are we establishing them in the Word? And we're telling them, honey, you need to read God's Word. But do they see you read God's Word? Tahimik niyo. All right? Sabi dito sa verse 18, you shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart. All right? In your heart. And in your soul. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand. Okay? Again, it must be yours first. You cannot share something you do not have. There's something that, you know, the Word of God has to be in your heart first before you can share it with other people. As a single person, that's the first thing you need to do. If you're a single person today, if you want to leave a legacy, you need the Word of God. Kailangan yung Word of God nasa heart mo, and you must believe it in your heart. Okay? And then, sabi niya, bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. That's what we need to do. We need to establish our children. And you shall teach them to your children, talking of them when you sit in your house, when you are walking by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You know, the amazing thing about the Word of God, it must be something that we live by. It must be something that our children see in every day of our lives. Okay, hindi lang pagka-Sunday. Pagka-Sunday, nasa church ka, nagbabasa ka ng Bible. It's not just about even reading the Bible. It's actually believing and actually living out the Bible. Nung bago po akong Kristiyano, natatandaan ko pong napakagandang kanta. Okay, hindi ko na matandaan kung sinong kumanta. Merong type doon yung, "You're the only Jesus someone might ever see." Okay? Ikaw lang. Ikaw yung word eh. Ikaw si Jesus. Ikaw yung makikita ng tao. And yung mga anak po natin, they need to see the reality of the Word of God in our lives. Dapat nakikita nila yung sa buhay natin. Hindi lang magaling tayong mag-quote ng Bible verse pagka yung nagdi-disobey sila sa atin. Ang palagi natin sinasabi, "Ha, honey, you obey me. Because the Bible says, if you obey me and honor me, you will have a long life. You want to have a long life?" No? Tapos nakakalimutan natin yung paborito ng anak ko po, yung verse, the following verse. Ang sabi doon, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children." Okay. Minsan nakakalimutan natin yun. You know? Minsan tayo yung mga tatay yung nang-exasperate. You know? Ang lakas natin yung mga alaska. Eh. Meron mga bullies sa bahay, tayo yun. No? Minsan tayo yung bully. Eh. And the Bible is telling us, okay, the Bible has to be clear. We have to teach this to our children. We have to talk to them about it. We have to establish them. We have to establish them in the faith. It said, "And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house again and on your gates." Okay. Lastly, sabi, we need to do is we need to equip and empower our children. We need to equip and empower our children. Equip them. Kailangan matutunan nila. Equip them in their character. Ano yung character? Again, parents. Okay, as parents, we will make unpopular decisions. I remember, meron po kami, minsan pagkain kami mag-asawa, meron kami decision about the things that our children could watch. There was one time talagang gustong-gusto nilang panoorin yung isang show. Okay, sabi namin, I don't think, we would want you to watch that. Tapos sabi na, "Pero dad, sabi ni ano, ang ganda-ganda raw talaga. Talagang it's okay, there's nothing bad about the movie. Wala talagang masyadong, ano, walang masyadong murahan, walang masyadong skin, walang masyadong violence. Talagang sayawan lang, dad." Hindi ko na sabihin yung title, pero sayawan yun eh. Okay. And so, sabi ko sa kanila, but again, sabi namin, "I'm sorry you can't watch that until we watch it. I need to be able to see it first and see if it's okay." So finally, someone gave me a copy of the movie and they watched it with my wife. First part pa lang, wala na. Sablay na. Okay. Pati sila mismo, my kids actually thought that this is not a good movie. Wala pang 5 minutes yung movie, pinatay na nila. Because we need to equip them in their, you know, sometimes as parents, we will make unpopular decisions. Our children would not like us. Okay, meron tayong mga decisions na gagawin and we have to tell our children, "Honey, I know you don't understand this right now. But I am doing this because I love you. I have the best intention in mind." Okay. Pero pagka naman 23 na yung anak mo, iba na yun. Okay. I-release mo naman. Okay, baka naman may decision ni anak mo, 23 na. Naku, sandali. Ah. Tatawagan ko muna yung tatay ko kung pwede ba akong kumain ng McDo. hindi mo na-equip. Okay? Empowering is something that we need to release our children to their destiny. We need to be able to let go of our children, empower them, and let them do the calling of God in their lives. You know what I so appreciate? Again, another family in our movement that I really appreciate is Pastor Joey Bonifacio and Marie. You know the amazing thing about this guy? Yung anak niya ngayon, yung eldest son niya, is si Joe Bonifacio, is our, what's his title now? National Director of our Life Box Ministry, yung campus ministry natin. I mean, the reason why Joe is doing what he's doing now is because he saw his dad doing what he loves to do. But you know what? Joey also empowered his son, okay, to do what God has called him to do. And it's amazing kasi pag nagbi-preaching meeting po kami, every year, as all the pastors, we meet to talk about the preaching for the entire year. And it's so interesting sometimes I will see Joe speak up. And you know, and he'll be saying something that's completely contradictory to what his dad is saying when it comes to preaching. And that's okay. Hindi siya na-offend. Why? Because he's empowering his child, his son, okay, to do the calling and the purpose of God in their lives. That's choosing life. Do we equip our children Do we empower them in the Word? Do we equip them in, you know, thinking biblically? Kasi po, ang dami ng, pagka hindi po tayo nag-isip, if we are not going to train our children, if we do not, if we're not deliberate in discipling our children, someone else will take that from us. Again, the legacy we leave is a life in Christ we live. And it is my prayer today that we will choose life. That we will choose life. Why do we need to choose life? Because it will make our children live. Because apart from Christ and apart from God, that is not called living. It's called existing and surviving. Let us choose life today. Let us choose life today. Romans chapter 5, verses 18 and following says this. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, talking about Adam at the Garden of Eden, his choice to disobey God actually affected not only him and his wife, but all of us. So one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. Talking about Jesus, the act of Jesus on the cross and by obeying his Father to come down to earth and die for all of us led to our justification and life. Verse 19 says this, For as by one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous. I pray today that we will choose life. Because as we choose life today, we will not just affect our life today, but it will affect the generations after us. Let's all stand as we worship the Lord today. Yesterday, we had our fun run, but my daughter and I decided to run, but not at the Ross Boulevard, because it's quite far to go there. But we decided to run somewhere else. But when we got to the place where we were supposed to run, okay, medyo na iba yung mood nung anak ko. And instead of running, we were running, and then, you know, we're just, sabi ko, anak, let's run, it's, you know, and medyo nainis na siya, nawala yung mood niya. And so we decided to go home. Nainis na rin ako eh. Sabi ko, wala na, uwi na lang tayo. Okay. So we went home. But I knew thinking about this message today, I was thinking about, okay, what will happen? I was thinking that the choice I'm making today will not just affect me today, but it will affect my daughter for the rest of her life and for eternity. So when we got home, okay, I have to decide, Lord, should I choose life? Should I just talk to her about it now and just find out what happened and get this right? And do what we plan to do for the day. So when we got home, you know, I just allowed her to go up for a while and rest. And then a few minutes later, I called her back. I said, let's talk, honey. What happened? You know, when we were running, we were okay. This is our plan. What's going on? You know, I was so looking forward to this day. And, you know, and then sabi niya sa akin, Dad, I also was looking forward to this day. I wanted to have fun. Oh, how can you have fun with that face? Okay? Nakasimangot ka naman. Sabi ko, so we have to talk and I have to just find out exactly what's going on in her heart during that time. And finally, we were able to talk and then she told me what was going on. And she said, Dad, I just wanted to walk. I don't want to run. But I want to have fun. Then they should have told me that. So we just, you know, asked forgiveness from one another. And then, okay, now you want to have fun? Yes, Dad. I still want to have fun. Okay, let's go. We're going to run again. Yeah, but we're not going to run anywhere. We're just going to go run outside the house. So we went downstairs and just did our 3K in front of our house. Okay, balik-balik lang kami. Because I know that the decision that we're making right there is not just going to make a difference in her life yesterday, but it will affect her for the rest of her life. And I pray that whatever it is that you're going through today, okay, I just want to pray for all of us today. Okay, let's just bow down our heads. If you're parents, if you're a father, your mothers, okay, will you just raise your hands? I just want to pray for you. I want to pray that God will give you a vision of what children will be like. Okay, that in every decision you make, you will not just think of today, but you will always think of their future, of the next generation after them. Lord, I just pray for these parents right now. Lord, I ask that you would grant them, that you will grant all of us, Lord, your heart for our children. Lord, that whatever decisions we make, we will choose life. Lord, that we will have a vision of what you want our children to accomplish. Lord, that you will give us the destiny for our children. Lord, that you will show us that our children will do great things, not because we're great, but because you are great. And Lord, I pray that we will, Lord God, be committed in choosing life today as parents so that we will exemplify that to our children. Put your hands down now. You know, I want to pray for another group of parents. If you're a single parent, you're a parent, you know, by yourself, wala kang ka-partner, you know, parenting is so difficult. Dalawa na nga kayo, pero lalo na pang nag-iisa ka. If you're a single parent, would you please raise your hand? I want to pray for you. Yes. Yes. Anyone else? If you're a single parent, raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Lord, you see the hands of these people who are single and yet they are parents. Lord, I pray that you would give them the grace and the strength and the patience and extra grace, Lord, or extra portion of grace to be able to raise their children with the fear of God. Lord, that they'll be able to do what is right, not because they're right, but because you are righteous, Lord. And I pray, God, that you would give them the grace and the strength right now, Lord, in whatever decisions that they are making for their children, Lord. Bless these people, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.